gardening on the Pat Kenny Show.
With the Husqvarna Automower. Keep your lawn looking pristine from the comfort of your own home. See husqvarna.ie.
Okay, now we're joined by Padraig Corcoran to talk about September gardening. Good morning, Padraig.
A very good morning to you, Pat.
Now, September, come October gardening, you want to talk about lawns because they will be growing for some time yet.
They will indeed, right up until the end of October, and people should continue to trim the lawn once a week, right up until the first week of November, Pat. But a couple of tips, raise your blades, raise the mower blades a little bit higher, allow the grass to grow a little bit taller through the autumn and winter period. It's also the time of year for feeding lawns, putting on an autumn lawn food, which will keep the lawns lovely and green right through the winter period. And of course, it's a great time to treat for both moss and lawn weeds. So again, if weeds are a problem, September and early October is an ideal time to do it. And finally, Pat, if you've got any bare patches in the lawn, this is the time of year to reseed. So mix a bit of compost and seed and it'll germinate over the next couple of weeks.
Now, before we take our listeners' questions, you've got to think ahead in gardening. So you want to make sure that your garden looks as colourful as it can be, as early as it can be.
And this is the time of year to start planting for autumn and winter colour. So if you want something, the window boxes, the bedding areas, your borders to look really colourful, this is the time of year to start planting winter flowering plants like winter pansies, winter violas, the lovely winter heathers, which are in bloom at the moment. And they'll stay in bloom right through till March of next year. But it's also the time to plant spring flowering bulbs, Pat. And remember, the bulbs start flowering in December. The winter aconites, the snowdrops come in January. So this is the time of year to get bulbs into the ground. And the soil conditions are excellent at the moment for the planting of bulbs and colour in general.
Okay. Any pests that need to be controlled now with a view to springtime?
Not really. I mean, a lot of garden pests, as the nights get cooler, will start to die away. Having said that, it's been a terrific autumn. And so we're seeing lots of caterpillars and greenfly is still on plants at the moment. But having said that, the cooler nights are going to see them off and the birds are going to take care of them as well. So no need to be putting pesticides on.
Now, questions from Mike. Can you tell me the best time to trim and cut back my fuchsia hedges, please?
Well, remember, fuchsias are still in flower, Pat. They also produce a lovely berry, a really dark berry like a cherry. And the birds will feed on the berries of fuchsia through the autumn and early winter period. So my advice is really to leave the fuchsia hedge until February or March of next year. And that's the time to cut it back. And fuchsia responds really well to pruning.
My lovely young maple trees have faded in colour. Do I need to do anything during these autumn or winter months to keep them healthy?
No, not really. I mean, maples are deciduous. They're going to drop their leaves in the next 4 to 6 weeks. At this time of year, with the cooler temperatures, maples start to change colour anyway. Naturally, the sugars are being dissolved and you're getting those lovely autumnal colours. So leave maples alone. And in general, Pat, this is the wrong time of year to be feeding plants. So just let nature take its course, mm-hmm. allow the leaves to change and allow them to fall.
I've had the same beautiful patio roses for a number of years now, but this summer they weren't very healthy looking. Buds weren't opening as much, very little blooms. On opening the bud, there seemed to be some kind of larvae feeding off it. Any idea what might be going on and anything I can do over the winter to help the roses recover for next year?
Yeah, great question. That sounds to me like rose midges. It's an adult fly, lays the eggs in actually the flower bud, Pat, and the larvae hatch out and start feeding on the petals in all roses. So really, again, it's too late to do anything for this year. My advice really is for roses, the pruning is done in the middle of November. So wait till then, prune them back by half, put on some winter wash, which is a special wash that helps to cleanse roses of overwintering pests. And then as we come into the spring of next year, start feeding once a month and start treating them with Rose Rescue or Rose Clear, and that'll keep them perfectly fine.
I've planted some lovely lavender, but my cat now likes sitting on the lavender and sleeping on it in the garden. I'm glad my cat is finding the lavender scent relaxing, but well, is he doing damage to the plant or will it bounce back? That's from Annie.
It'll bounce back. And the lovely thing with lavender, it's a great plant for, I often recommend slipping a slip of lavender into your pillow because it aids the sleeping. And obviously the cat is enjoying that, but it will do no damage. It might break an odd branch, but we're coming to the time of year for pruning back lavender in general. It'll bounce back again perfectly fine, Pat, so don't worry about it. Maybe a little tip is to plant catmint into the garden, Nepeta, because catmint, again, as the name suggests, the cats absolutely love it and they might go to the Nepeta and leave your lavenders alone.
I went away for 2 weeks and now my potted hydrangeas look very ill. Can I do anything to save them? That's from Angela.
Well, Angela, hydrangeas over a period, they're going to outgrow pots and containers. So my advice really is to plant them out into the garden soil now. Planting conditions are really well. Hydrangeas are quite a hungry plant, so you need to give them lots of space. So get them out into the garden soil and they'll be perfectly fine and come into flower next season for you.
I've always wanted a palm type tree in the garden, says this texter. Any advice? What kind of palm trees are we talking about? Are we talking about yuccas or formiums yuccas, or what are we talking about?
Well, formiums are quite short. So there's a great plant, Pat, called the Choosian palm. It's Trachycarpus fortunii, and it's a beautiful, tall, quite elegant plant. It'll grow 3-4 meters in height. It'll produce a nice clean stem, but evergreen foliage right at the top in a palm shape. So it's like a tropical palm, but it goes brilliantly here in Ireland, and it should be available in your local garden centre. So look for that one called the Choosium palm. Very easy to grow, very tolerant of our weather conditions, and it makes a very stately palm, but it takes up minimal space because you've got that lovely clean stem. You could also consider maybe cordylines, which again produce that nice clean stem and foliage at the top, creating that palm effect.
I'm starting an edible garden. What can I start with at this time of the year?
Oh, well, straight away in your local garden centre, you'll have garlic. You'll have all the winter onion sets, so the Japanese onion sets, which actually grow through the winter. You can pull them as spring greens in at Christmas time and as full-size bulbs then later on in late spring, early summer. You've also got the winter cabbage, winter lettuce. You've got leeks, kale. There's a whole range of plants available, vegetable plants available in garden centres at the moment, Pat, ready for planting out. And they're totally winter hardy. You've also got a whole collection of herbs. So think of Christmas. So plant sage, thyme, rosemary, all the popular herbs that are totally winter hardy and perfectly fine for planting out of doors.
Porrick, thank you very much for answering all our listeners' questions.
Gardening on the Pat Kenny Show.
With the Husqvarna Automower. Keep your lawn looking pristine from the comfort of your own home. See husqvarna.ie.